Sean, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Band. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that's a good answer. Alrighty, well, this technical net is conducted weekly on a week on 146.955 MHz. The 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club located in Mount Pine, New Jersey. The output frequency is again 146.955 MHz. The offset is minus 600 kHz. And of course the PL is 141.3. This net is about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences, and important elements of our hobby, about our experiences, things we've done, things we're going to do, like to do again, and things we actually don't want to do again. We also encourage people to bring for sale, swap, or wanted items to the net. It's always a good thing. So, with no further ado, let's talk about how we check in. We check in our call sign, our name, then we indicate whether we have a question, comment, sales proper, wanted item, information of those things, or none of the above. Am I still making the repeater because I don't hear it now?
AC2, WDJ, yes you are.
Okay, why three of those? Alrighty, thank you very much. I'm in a fixed location, but I'm in a mobile, so I may roll around you a bit. So with no further ado, let's start everybody into the net. Station Suits call signs begin with Alpha. Please call KDBAR.
AA2WP, Willie P. in Rivervale. Good evening, Gordon.
Yeah, I know someone checked in, but I'll be darned if I actually hear it. Hold one second, I'm going to see if I can get to a better spot with this. It's just not going to work. Absolutely not going to work. It's crazy. Just stand by one location and we will fire to a better receiving position. Do that clearly. Give me a second here. Take that under advisement and see what I can do to solve the problem. Should be better. See if I can hear the repeater now. Oh yeah, that's much better. Alrighty. So, station who just checked in. Again, W2TTT.
AA2WP, Willie P. in Rivervale. No traffic, just hanging out.
Thank you, Willie. Very nice to hear you someday. Any other alphas? Hey, tonight we're going to do Kilo's association.
KC2WDJ, Walt with a question.
DJIR with a comment.
Also, what are your intentions? I had the mic speak quite here.
Quite all right. I have a question.
All right, you have a question. All right. It's amazing how the signal here is right to where I am. All right, any other kilos?
Take two, EIR with a comment.
Howie, I got you with a comment. Keyboard. Are there any other kilos?
KM4GHN, Mitch, Dubsbury, none of the above.
Alright, very good. KM4GHN, Mitch, good evening. Boy, I haven't heard you in a bit. By the way, Walt, it was nice meeting you finally last weekend at the meeting as well. Any other kilos? Are there any other kilos? Okay, then Whiskey. WI2W, we have a comment.
Comment.
Other whiskey.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, with a comment. Good evening.
Bob, I have you as well. Good evening. The other whiskey.
Whiskey 2, Juliet Echo Kilo, with a comment.
Bob. The other whiskey.
WA2QMZ, no traffic.
WA2UMP, and just listening this evening.
Boy, oh boy. Paul, I got that you were there. What are your intentions again? W2APT, W2VAR. What are your intentions?
Me. Just listening.
Okay, wait a minute. I think I told you. Did I hear W2APT?
You heard W82UMP. Jim.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jim. All right, very good, Jim. Go ahead, Jim. What are your intentions?
Just listening this evening, Gordon. Thank you.
Very good. Nice seeing you. Well, any other whiskey?
The UA2QBC, no traffic.
Bruce? Not you guys, it's the repeater. Alright, any other whiskey?
WE2R, just listening.
Welcome aboard. Have you checked in with listening? Any other whiskey? Any November station? Are there any November stations? Peter just dropped below threshold. Are there any November stations? Alright, any stations? See, I have, let me just list to who I have. AA2WP, KC2WDJ, K2EIR, KM4Y2W, WA2ISC, W2JEK, WA2UM, WA2QBC, and WE2R. Are there any other stations? Okay, are there any Echo Link stations? Any Echo Link stations? Okay, very good. Alrighty. So let's move on to the matter at hand. W2JEK, Don, it's your ball, K2BAR.
W2JEK, good evening everybody. Tonight we're announcing that Barrow will have its test session this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock in the morning, high school, 701 Ridgewood Road. But that's the site of our ham fashion clock. We ought to be out of there at 10, so get there between 5 and 4 possible. We're coming, test fee is the same, $15. If you want a license, bring your license and a copy of that license. Have a license to obtain an FRN number from the FC. Not have to have the FRN you want to use your social security number at our test session. If you do want to bring a calculator, that's fine. Memory must be calculator device that type for our cell phone view. Calculator. That's about it. Does anybody have any questions? Gordon, go ahead, Gordon.
I like that. You should ask that question more often, Don. Anybody have questions for Don?
KC2WDJ. Yeah, just Steve, are you guys offering the extra during that examination too?
We offer all the exams, technician, general, and extra. We do that. Also, we do paper upgrades for people that qualify for that type of procedure. Back to that, W2JK.
Very good, Don. Question well?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Alrighty. Don, any further stuff?
Not much, really. No, I haven't had anybody come in yet with an expired license yet. Expired license that did have 1 year, but that FCC came out with this stuff. An expired general attendance or extra license, far beyond the 2 year grace period. Get back into the game. Take the current technician exam and pass that. Add a general license. Your general license will be the credit for that. An advanced license, you will get a general license because you have an advanced license. Add an extra class, so I have the license and then an experience. I haven't had anybody do it. I had a guy a couple years ago had an expired, and we dropped it. He had an expired mission class license before March 21st. After that time, they separated the exam for the general tech exam prior to that time. With that, 25 question test, that's the only difference with technician was the question test and the test. Not a lot of guests have all got it.
Very good, Don. Pretty awesome. Very, very awesome. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything for Don?
K2EIR.
Hey, Howie.
Okay, this is a little strange because, in effect, I know I'm making work for Don, but Don, at the memorial luncheon that we had for Andy, K2ETN, our former trustee of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club station, Andy Jr., his son, expressed an interest in getting relicensed. I think if you would just do a little write-up or letter about getting relicensed based on, you know, he had a license. So, again, if you just outline this, I think you could just look up Andy K2ETN's address in QRZ and just mail it, U.S. mail, and it'll get to Andy Jr., and I think that would be a very nice thing. Unfortunately, I didn't listen closely when you outlined all the details, and I think you know it a lot better, which is why I'm making it your job, if you should accept that, you know, remember Mission Impossible, if you decide to accept this assignment, I think it would be a great thing. So it's easy for me to just get on here and use my voice and suggest it. You would have to do the work if you accept it. That would be wonderful. K2EIR.
Hey, Howie. Well, first of all, before I can do anything, I do have some old call books. I presume you say Andy Jr.'s license has expired?
Yeah, and I don't know how long ago it was, but it was probably a good long time ago. And I'm sure Andy Sr.'s address, you know, they did move Andy from his house to theirs, but I can't imagine that his mail wouldn't still be forwarded. You know, that was maybe 6 months ago. Mail usually gets forwarded for about 12 to 18 months. So I think that would be the best address.
Yeah, you could probably find Andy's old call. Let's see if I can find it online while we're talking.
What I was thinking is that if I can pull up Andy's K2ETN is still shown down in Texas or wherever he was living, get that zip code, and then do a search by zip code on KQRZ.com of all the hams in that zip code, get his son, that's what I would have to do, or communicate with him somehow and find out what his point is, if he remembers what it is. After that, I could probably look in if I have a copy or have something that he was licensed, what class of license he had, a couple copies and send it to him. You'd have to take that to a test session. But he's expired beyond the 2-year grace period, though. He's going to have to have a technician exam, dental or whatever. He can do that all down there. Ready. Back to that W2JK.
Yeah, 36535 is the zip code.
Okay, I'll have to... K2ETN is 36535, okay. I'll have to find out if I can find that is a little thing there. Figure that out. I'll be on the 2-year grace period, I'll have to check. If he has it, he can maybe get back in with by re-upping, but I just...
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to enter the city, state, and zip code. And that assumes that young Andy lives in the same place. So it's Foley, Alabama, 36535. I'm going to try that. Hold on. Keep going, guys. Howie, what do you think?
Yeah, Foley, Alabama rings a bell. Andy Jr. said he hopes never to return to New York and New Jersey, ever. doesn't like the traffic, et cetera, loves his way of life down there. Kept talking about how inexpensive it was to live there, so he's been retired for a number of years. He doesn't take much money. Once again, I think just outlining things, you know, we mentioned at the luncheon that he could get his father's call. But I think it's more than 2 years since he was, that's the impression I have. I think it's been a good deal more than 2 years since Andy Jr. was last licensed. So if there's anything useful that could be said to him given that period of time, I think it would just make the path for Andy Junior to get licensed again. He was here. Again, I think this is, he did express an interest. This would just sort of be one of our good deeds. You know, if he wasn't really interested, it would be a different story, but it did sound like he was quite a bit interested, so that's why I mentioned it. K2EIR.
Yeah, I've tagged every field that has a required tag on it, and unfortunately, my search is telling me I'm missing input, but I don't see any missing fields. Negative working. So I looked at Werner. There's Andrew Werner fired, no problem with current. I don't think it was at that location. Oh no, never mind. There's like 10 pages here, hold on.
Comment for Don.
Question for Don, go.
Important comment for Don, WA2QPC. Don, you go through this pretty regularly, and that's a good thing, but it might be an idea to add some of this information to the Barrow webpage, so we may be able to direct people to that in the future and save some time.
Well, so one thing about this, if I have it here, this is W2JEK, yeah. One thing about it, though, K2ETN, I think it actually would be a general class call. Now, I know that Boris W2B's daughter, General, almost 2 years after her mother died, get her call sign, putting an extra class call at the best aircraft that Andy had. Having taken himself up to a general class license, would offer him a general class license on his technician. The only way they might do that, though, is that he put in a bid for it, told the FCC I wouldn't try to get his license. Have the same license that's suitable K2ETN call. In other words, if it was K2E2, which was ET extra class call, then take the technician exam. But somehow get an extra exam. Now, if he had had an extra, have to test. By taking the current technician exam, passing that, he would get credit for the extra exam. But I don't know what his license class was or not. Back to that, W2JK.
Well, there's 40 entries of old call signs named Werner somewhere in there. So I'm looking. I found Andy, Big Andy, starting to step through the others.
What is that, .com?
No, I'm actually using the FCC database directly.
W82IC here. I think, Scotty was the name that he went by when he was a kid. I think the subject was KMA, but I may be wrong with that.
Over. I don't know whether or not. I've been having keys for a couple of years already, but I think I'm trying to get it.
This is Bob here, W82IC. Again, the subject was KMA, but I may be wrong.
His legal name was either. By the way, Ruth's call is still active until the end of November. W-A-2-W-D-Z-S, I think. I'm sorry. I kind of blew that. Kind of blew by it. I'm sorry. I'll come back to it in a minute. Hold on.
Hold break.
Station with a break. Go ahead.
Sorry, who is that? Go ahead, please.
This is W-A-2-I-S-C. I think, Scotty, or that's what we used to call Andy Jr., I think the suffix was K-N-A, but I may be wrong. Over.
That's a possibility. I'd like to find it out, and thanks for that help.
Well, I don't see it under... I remember that he had a call, because I remember his father telling me he had a call. But I went to the FCC database for any licensee with the name Werner, and I even went through all different kinds of licenses, even things with an S in it, but Scott, to follow up on Bob's point, I'm not seeing it. So, WA2 Delta Sierra Zulu, Ruth's call, just so you know.
Gordon, AE7Q.com is a lot easier to use than the FCC pages, WHU.
Yeah, but I can, you know, in theory I can go pull stuff in certain ways there, but all right, whatever. If you can find a, if you can find a way to find to get it, that would be. I only see one Andrew Warner anywhere in the system. I don't see Scott anywhere. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Somebody spelled his name differently. But anyway, why don't we move on to the next best thing here? Is that okay?
W2JK, while you guys are talking, I'm going to run over this to my computer and try to see what I can get out of QSN.com. Go ahead. I'll be with you.
Yeah, and Bruce, if you can look at the near source, that would be good too as well. All right, WI2W, it's your ball, KTDAR. Thanks, Gordon. Just for all those folks that have not been keeping up with the Barrett's fall hand festival, it's a Saturday near high school. The weather forecast looks absolutely perfect. 0% chance for rain. Sure, it should be lots of good vendors coming. Kate Bye will be there. Great food lined up. Classic New Jersey Taylor hand egg and cheese sandwiches on roll. Hope Bakery in Hilton, which is a staple. And Kielbasa from Garfield. So great food, great weather. Lots of vendors, hope to see everybody there. Act Connect, KTDAR-WWIU.
Very good, Steve. Anybody have any questions for Steve about the AFS?
This is Bob. I found Scott's call sign, W-A-2-K-N-A. Over.
That's interesting. W-A-2-K-N-A. Where'd you find it?
Okay, it was on a website on QRZ using an old call book database. Let me see if I can get the URL. Hang on.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. For some reason, the FCC database, in fact, when did its license expire?
It doesn't say when it expired. It just says basically applied to, it existed back in 1993. And also lists an address out in El Cajun, California. He was living out there at the time. Over.
El Cajun, yes. He did. That's why I didn't think the Foley address was going to work for the recent expiration. All right. Oh, very good. So any questions about the ham fest?
K2, TRW, late check-in.
Good evening, Kai. Gotcha. How are your attention?
Just listening. Just for informational sake, my XYL will be there as one of the vendors.
That's a beautiful thing. Alrighty. Anything else, Steve?
Well, that's it. Looking forward to a fun day.
Very good. Thank you very much. Alrighty. Bob, I guess it's your turn.
Okay, this is K2BAIR at W82IFC. Somebody mentioned about the handset, so I don't need to mention that. Anyway, talking about Andy, he sold me his ICOM HF rig a few months ago. It's working pretty well. Over.
Great. What kind of rig is it?
It's a IC-756 Pro. Over.
Very nice. I had a Pro 2 and a Pro 3. Actually, I had the Pro 3 first and then I had a Pro 2. That's very good. Great. Alrighty. I guess our next comment would come from Howie, K2EIR. K2EIR.
It's K2EIR. Okay, the comment, it's a little bit redundant from what I've said in past weeks, but I got to tell you, psychologically, I've been battling with my condo and condo board, and it is very pleasing to me to get on amateur radio with such helpful people, and what I particularly want to impress upon you is the, what I might call the ecumenicalism that I've been seeing here, that here we have on this frequency, the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and their repeater, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Walter W, KC2WDJ, last night presented a few things at the Crystal Radio Club in Pomona, which is, of course, across the state line from where he lives, and is across the Hudson River from where I live, and I brought David WA2MZZ, and sometimes I bring other people, George in particular, NY9A. Walter presented a Jack Tite 31-foot mast, which he opened up inside the room we were in, horizontally, and a Wacom 25-watt, very small UHF, VHF radio dual band, and an MFJ antenna, and I also go to the West, I'm a member sort of right down the road from the Westchester Emergency Communications Association. So what really impresses me is how all of us, you know, we don't need an emergency where power goes out and, you know, we have to really all work together across regional lines or whatever, that daily, particularly epitomized by this frequency and this net, we have all these, what you might call competing clubs, all working together in a friendly fashion, and it's one of the things that just makes me so proud of amateur radio. So that's my comment. Back to net control, this is K2EIR.
Well, I know amateur radio has been accused of being a religion. W is high priest. Never heard amateur radio of activity, celebration of ecumenical activity are very good. Point taken, Howie. They're very good. Actually, you know what? Maybe next week I'll take a roll and see how I'll take a list, a spreadsheet or something, running list of what clubs people are members of. It'd be an interesting speed, which I'll talk about that real briefly. Contact group is a Yahoo group. Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Alpha, at yahoogroups.com. It's a closed group, but you can request permission to access it directly in the group. If you can find it on Yahoo Groups, and you won't get a lot of junk mail because it is a closed group. And the other thing is that you'll we can help you out with getting becoming a member of it by shooting in the email at W2TangoTangoTango at AWRL. That's fine. And what else did I want to mention tonight? Oh, yeah. Our nets are recorded, and they are at amateurradio.tangovictor, www.amateurradio.tangovictor. One personal announcement is that I will be at the, not be at the Fairlawn Radio Club tomorrow, because requirement to attend my burying on Saturday, so prayers are requested from my brother Peter, died yesterday morning, kind of entrusted with me over the last couple of months, various things, both stages of life up now, so got nephews and other relatives coming in, so it's been kind of a busy week, so I apologize if I've been a couple of months gurgling in the background. But Peter is at peace now. All right. He ratted me out to his girlfriend, but I started actually the Christmas time. Anyway, KC2WDJ, what did you do? And what is your question?
Hey, Gordon, I just want to give you my condolences here. I was across the state lines earlier, but actually I live in New York, so it's actually might actually be my home club, but consider there I gave a little presentation at Iowa Run Visit Show, and I figured I'd on a podium. So I showed off my little MMA antenna, 25 buck transceiver that from my house at 60 feet in the air is what New York, Long Island, from Orangeburg, New York. My question was, I just got an ICOM 7200 set up. I have a monoband headset for 40 meters set up with it, and as of right now, I can't really hear much. So I wanted to know if anybody else is experiencing similar. Is the band just dead, or is there something wrong on my end?
What is it set for?
I'm sorry, it's cut for 40 meters.
2EIR.
Station go.
I happened to be on QRZ earlier, and I noticed the propagation window back all day showed a minimum solar storm, and all conditions earlier today were poor. I think the best I've seen was a couple of hours ago where 30 and 20 meters were considered fair. So it's not you, Walter.
It was better earlier today. The band went really long early. So, yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Howie. It was around 6 o'clock that I was hearing stations in Indiana, western Indiana. And they were really strong, but the people on the East Coast were complaining that the band was going long on them.
Okay, well, I tuned in about 8 o'clock, and I basically heard one guy in the static calling the DQ and something else for the entire general portion of the event, so I kind of...
Yeah, I'm tuning around now, and compared to a couple of nights ago, it's pretty horrendous. He is dead, Jim.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know. Now I'm not as worried that it's me and my brand new radio.
Yeah.
So, thank you, WDJ.
My, you know, when other requirements on my time are not pressing, I'm trying to go about my normal stuff, way to stay busy. But you know, flipping through pictures today and stuff like that, how you randomly burst tears because you see a grandmother's face that just reminds you. Even for situations where you weren't even well, we've all done that. So this has been a tough year. I've lost two colleagues at work, two people to non-cancer. In the last 2 months, actually, heart attacks, and died in sleep, old, that was the other day. And four people to cancer, so, including our friend Jim Jackson in S2K, who had a glioblastoma. The other three all had some sort of lower digestive tract issues. So, God only knows. All I can say is get yourself checked out in any which way from hell. In any case, it's also kind of a reminder to check out your amateur radio activity and stay active and find the people. Go do good stuff every day. That's what you should be doing. Anybody else have any comments or questions for that tonight?
W-8-2-I-Z. I just found that Andy has, or Scott has a general class license, at least back in 1993. Over.
Okay, I'll be back to the tech and get the general back. Step up.
Okay, yeah, I think if I can find that in my call book, I can make a couple of pages of copies and send it to him. It's Andy's address down in Alabama there. That's QRZ.com. I guess that would be the appropriate place. So would that be all right, do you think, Howie? Over.
I think that would work. Again, the information I heard was that Andy lived in his own house, Andy Sr. Then, you know, within 6 months, he moved to Andy Jr.'s house. So I'm sure they forwarded the mail, and again, forwarding usually lasts at least a year. So I think you're very safe in using that address, K2EIR.
Okay, Howie, one thing I noticed, I pulled up the wife's her license will expire in November if she doesn't think fit to renew it. Instead, he was a general, so that makes his tech, as his current tech, and then he becomes a general. And I think a K2ETM would be suitable as extra though. I think it's pretty cool that we get the paperwork out. I think that'll make Evan. Anybody have any more questions? Mission to license. Okay, anyway.
W2TTT, one quick point, Don. Bruce passed away a few years ago.
Okay. All right, I did. This didn't tell me. QRZ.com didn't tell me that. Okay. Okay. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear about your brother, too. Back to that.
Don, WA2QBC, I sent you the links for Andy Jr. and Andy Sr.'s information on email. Copy to Gordon.
Look at one of my call books. I have a 93 call. I have some other earlier ones in the 80s. So I can show that he had a general class license. And then copy of that page. That's all that the people require to process this paperwork. Get the best government technician you can, and he will get the, KD5XYZ call, whatever it is they had on there, as a technician, and then he's going to have to, but they'll come along, in general, like paper upgrade, and he's going to have to deal with the administrator's call, sanity call, speak for that. So, back to the W2K.
Okay, very good, Don. Very, very good. All righty. Anybody else have anything for that tonight?
W2, yep.
Okay, whatever you're refusing. I have Howie, and who was the other station?
W2KBF.
Oh, hi, Carl. Go right ahead. Actually, let me have, let Howie go first, and then Carl, you. E2EIR, KBAR.
I just wanted to say, oh boy, I had it and I lost it. K1JMI. Or Tony Loving is going to send Andy some stuff, like the trustee stuff, whatever, so that Andy can file for his father's call. So they mentioned they do that at the luncheon, so you don't have to worry about that part. So like, everybody's working together. We're going to give Andy Jr. the best option. Thank you all for working on this. Back to Net Control, K2EIR.
Very good, Howie. Thank you very much. Carl, over to you, and good evening.
Hi, Gordon et al. This is W2KBF. Guys, can hear me all right? I wanted to plug the portable day that Fairlawn and Barra have coming up a week from this Saturday. That's October 17th. Our publicity guys have managed to get a write-up on this Unity News and the Richfield paper and God knows where else in Bergen County. So the point is we may have members of the general public dropping in or hams that didn't know there were active clubs in the area dropping into this event. So it's up to us to find interesting things to show at Portable Day on October 17th. So that's it. The word is out. It's been well publicized. And now it's up to us to make sure we do something interesting for Portable Day. K2PAR, this is W2KBF.
A wise point, Dr. Carl. Thank you very much. Anybody else have anything for them tonight? All righty, well, thank you very much, everyone. It's been a pleasure, and I'll be a little bit out of pocket for the next couple of days because of this. There will be a field operation for the State County Sheriff's Department Sunday, if someone has time and wants the mesh networking stuff. Shoot me an email tonight or first thing in the morning tomorrow and see what we can do about hooking you up. But we have an all day, but an earlier evening fireworks display kind of thing Sunday. And welcome to come, but you'll be cleared. So be able to really early by tomorrow and give you the access instructions, etc. An all day affair to do. There will be no setup on Saturday. Quick and efficient about it. Alrighty, so anyone has any questions, shoot me an email, W2PTT. Thank you all for checking in to the app tonight. I'll take the Chestnut Bridge radio here. Reminding everyone that they should program 146.835 into their radios. 835 with a PL of 151. We're just in case the problem here. Wish you all a good night. This is K2BAR, W2PTT, the trainer, Peter, from Home Energy Radio Youth. I'm going to RT. Gordon W2J, thank you. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, 107, trying to get to 1070 with Peter. Have they changed their PL?
No, it's 141.3 and it may be down.
Okay. I tried the other day. I went to a 2835 machine. You know. Okay, as long as I know it's about. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And on the plus side, K2, Mountain Club's repeater is actually doing better. Their PL is 107.272. They're only a few yards away. They're doing a lot better than they used to as well. But clubs are working together to make sure that things do in fact work for them. Anyway,
73, we'll talk with you later. W2JK, W2TTT, clear.
W2TTT.
Yes, T. WIGW, W2TTT.
Would it be okay if I gave you a brief phone call?
Sure, go ahead, right ahead. W2TTT.
WIGW.
W2TTT, AA2W.
Using Willie, K2EIR, I think Gordon's gone to his phone call.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Hey, well, this is hello, K2EIR.
He's glad to say hello, AA2WP.
Me too, okay. Actually, at work, I ought to try to do so. Go to it or make the attempt. See if I get lazy and wait till tomorrow. Everything comes tomorrow, and I never get everything done. Okay. Good to hear you. Good to speak to you. 73. AA2WP, this is K2EIR, clear.
73, Alan.
Thank you.
CMS.
N2AIR, KB2DPD. KB2DPD, clear.
Mobile calling. You around, Eric? K2HLS, K2 W2HLF. Let's go to 000. 000, Eric, if you're hearing me, over. W2HLF, KD2HLF, let's go to 000. 000, Eric, over.